Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Friday night, April 25th, 21st Century Prayer Meeting. This time is just for you. You are the only one who is important right now. This is your sacred space. The place where you are just you. And where you can find out more about you. That unique, no one else like you, you. Here in this place, we celebrate everything about you that is you. We celebrate everything about you that is different from everybody else. We celebrate and honor all of your experiences, even those experiences you've labeled bad or have made you mad. We're going to celebrate and honor everything that has ever happened to you because we have integrated it all together now. And right here, right now, everything that has ever been and everything that is right now is who you are. And we celebrate and honor you. Now let's just take a moment to come into awareness. Close your eyes. Now take your right hand and hold your left hand. And just feel your right hand holding your left hand. Feel that energy that is coming from your right hand and going into your left hand. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Because right here, right now, know that you are not alone. You are with you. And you've never been alone because you've always been with you. And what you're feeling right now as your right hand holds your left hand is love. And you deserve to love and to be loved. Now take your left hand and gently hold your right hand. And feel your left hand holding your right hand. And let the love from within you now flow out from your left hand to your right hand. Just feel that love. You are not alone. You have never been alone. You have always been with you, and you are loved and being loved right now. Now just sit with your hands holding each other and let your folded hands now lay down on your lap. And see yourself sitting in a golden bubble of liquid light. And just feel the light waves going all around you and in and out of you. You're in an enclosed and extremely safe area now. There is no evil that can touch you. You are protected and you are safe. And within this safe area is everything that you need for your life. And if you need a healing, just breathe in that liquid light and allow that light to search out the darkness that is within your body. The light will expose that darkness, and the light will swallow up the darkness. And if you need a job or you want to have a job that you love to do, just allow that light to search out your gifts and talents and show them to you so that you will know where to look for a job. And if you need a companion, then just let that light shine into your mind and show you your passion, what you love more than anything else. And let the light reveal how your passion can lead you to that perfect companion for you. So now for these next few moments, just let the light shine in that area that you wish to know about. Let that light go in and out of you. And the light will reveal the very piece of puzzle of your life that you need to find right now. And just listen as the photon energy waves begin to speak to you. They will speak through your heart because your heart understands light energy wave language. If you find that you wander away for a moment, just take your attention back to your hands that are holding each other and laying in your lap, and then just refocus upon the light energy waves that are circling in and out and around you. And you have already expressed to the light what you would like to know about, so you don't need to tell it again. Just listen, and listen with your heart, because your heart understands light energy wave language. Tonight I'm beginning a series on how to manifest what you want in your life. This is a 7-part series. It starts tonight and it'll go through Friday, June the 6th. And after we've finished the 7 steps to manifestation after June 6th, I will make the entire series available on my webpage, www.marcianne.com, on the radio page. And you'll be able to download the entire series so you can continue to practice each one of these steps until you are able to totally and completely manifest everything that you want and need for your life. We're just going to look at step 1 tonight. There are 7 steps, and these 7 steps are the keys to how the Elohim originally manifested making you and me, because it was their job to create a man. In the Bible it says, let us make man and let us make him in our image. Now, these were the Elohim speaking here, the seven gods who were responsible for making us. And tonight, we're going to hear from Hercules, who was in charge of the first step of manifestation, which is the will to do, making the decision. And now listen to Hercules. Hercules says, speaking for the other six Elohim who made you, we are more grateful than words could ever tell you, that you have invited us to be with you tonight and that you are here. You have drawn forth our presence, and in your innocence, while you may not yet fully understand the importance of yourself as a force field, you are a field of energy that is connected with the energy of the Creator of all things. It is the same energy that I am connected to. And when the seven of us got together, we joined our force fields together and we created you. And now you are here with me, and the force field that you are is now ready to learn how to create in the same way that I create, because I have made you in my image. And your presence here tonight is a pull upon my force field, which is a pull that cannot be denied. Your presence here tonight is proof to me that there are individuals who are interested in being creators. And you are making an open door for me tonight through which I will give my assistance to you. And I, along with the other six Elohim, bring our gifts, radiation, and power of accomplishment to you as a pure blessing to you this night. Because this gives us the opportunity to enter into the affairs of mankind now, before, rather than after, any dramatic world changes occur. And may I, Hercules, say to you whose lives are present in this activity tonight, do you know that I can trace every one of your lives, that I can see the energy of your force field through all of the years of all of your lives? I can see your electronic pattern and the color of your light. And sometimes you wonder if your individual presence really means anything to anybody. And sometimes you wonder if you would be missed if you weren't here. But just know that all that you are is the culmination of all that you have ever been. And if you were not here, the whole would therefore be denied the blessing of the accumulations of your lives. And to that extent, the group is weakened. But when you are here, to that extent, the group is strengthened. And I confess that I am amazed at the power and the positive control of harmoniously qualified energy that has been drawn here tonight by you, and which is nourishing and restoring the atmosphere of our earth. So remember, you are a force field in harmony with the force fields of all others who are here tonight, who are all now in harmony with my force field. And now you are Hercules in action. And I am you in action. And Hercules knows that it only requires the exercise of your will within you to draw forth all that you require. So in the name and by the power of Hercules, you are now a God master with the power to create. I am your brother and friend, Hercules. So the first step in creation, according to Hercules, is to make a decision. And those of you who answered the questions tonight should now know what you wish to create. And if you have not answered the questions, you can still go to www.MrWriteForMe.com and go to pages 45 to 48 and begin to answer the questions regarding your deepest desires, your fondest hopes, and your most impossible dreams. And then you can re-listen to this show in the archives so that then you can make your decision. But if you now know what your deepest desire is, then make a decision concerning this desire. Right now, listen to the light energy that is congealed within your blood. Your physical life is in your blood, and stored in the cells of your blood is the light energy from the stars that the Elohim used to make you. And within this light energy is the life stream of your force field. And in your force field is the decision that you can now make to create this deep desire of your heart. You know what this decision is that you need to make. And in order to start the process of creating what you want, you need to trust yourself and know that this decision is right for you. For the wisdom of the Creator of all that is has given this decision to you, and you can trust this source of information. So tonight, declare your decision. The decision is the map, and the will to do is taking the first step upon the journey. If you know what your fondest hope is, then make a decision concerning this hope. Right now, listen to the light energy that is concealed within your blood. Your physical life is in your blood, and stored in the cells of your blood is the light energy from the stars that the Elohim used to make you. Within this stored light energy is the life stream of your force field. And in your force field is the decision that you can make tonight to create this hope that you have. You know what this decision is that you need to make for yourself. And you can trust yourself and know that this decision is right for you, because this decision has come to you from the wisdom of the Creator of all that is. Your decision is the map, and the will to do is taking the first step of the journey. If you know what your most impossible dream is, then make a decision tonight concerning your dream. Right now, listen to the light energy that is concealed within your blood. Your physical life is in your blood, and stored in the cells of your blood is the light energy from the stars that the Elohim used to make you. And within this stored light energy is the entire life stream of your force field. And in your force field is the decision that you can now make right now to make this dream come true. You can trust yourself and know that this decision is right because this decision has come to you from the wisdoms of the Creator of all there is. Your decision is the map, and the will to do is taking the first step on the journey. So listen to the light and make your decision. Make your decision. Make your decision. The decision is the map. The will to do is taking the first step of the journey. Now, will to do what you have decided. Where there is a will, there is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way. What you will to do is the first step of creating what you want. It is your will that it brought you here tonight. And up to now, you've used such a small part of the power of your will for your good. God's will for you is the fullness of all good, health, opulence, beauty, and freedom. And Hercules says, let me see my children decide tonight to not accept a partial payment from life. Let me see my children say, in the calm dignity and mastery of his own will, I will to do God's will. And let him hold his chin up, straighten his spine, and proceed forward, taking that courageous first step towards that fond hope, that deep desire, that most impossible dream. You have prayed for 2014 years. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, and now is the time. It is time for heaven to be on earth. The will to do will manifest you as a master, not a victim of your circumstances. Be released from the lethargy and the discordant creations of the mass mind consciousness of the current human race. Be free from duality, the bitter and the sweet, the good and the bad, not enough and happenstance, and enter now into the pure and true scientific process of creation through the use of your own individualized mental and feeling body with which you become and you remain the master. This is your birthright. You are the door to all you desire. You need only unlock that door by knowing your desire, making the decision to see that your desire is realized, and willing to do the first step towards making it happen. Where there is a will, there is a way. Your will is the magnetic power of the Godhead in your heart, which does invoke and bring to you that which you desire. And now, be at peace You have begun the process. You have taken your first step towards manifesting what you want in your life.